medicines and hospital supplies in Gaza are in short supply. According to Al-Mizan Center for Human Rights, the Israeli 8-day war on Gaza in November claimed the lives of over 100 Gazans and injured many others. The Palestinian Ministry of Health in Gaza has warned of an imminent health crisis due to the acute shortage of medicines.
650 types of medicines and hospital supplies are not available in our storage facilities as a direct result to the 8-day Israeli war. We are going to face a health crisis unless urgent supplies for medicines are delivered to Gaza's hospitals.
The situation is especially dangerous for chronic patients who require constant treatment. Rights workers are calling for strong international action against Israel to pressure it into lifting its illegal blockade.
People in Gaza feel suffer from this siege, especially after the Israeli military operation on Gaza. I would like to ask to our governments and to the European institutions to act in order to lift this siege.
The health sector in Gaza has been hit hard by years of Israeli blockade and two devastating wars. Hospitals lack medicines that are needed in intensive care units, maternity wards, pediatric and ophthalmic surgeries.
Our message to our to hold the world to stop the siege, to open the border and to give us and medical supply and drugs which we need here.
Many here believe that the ongoing blockade is a direct result of international apathy toward the plight of Gazans. Health officials say there's no end in sight to suffering and hardship in Gaza as long as the Israeli blockade and medicine shortages continue. Ashraf Shannon, Press TV, Gaza.